Welcome everybody to a special edition of the Dubcast here on interspecieswrestling.com and podomatic.com and wherever you manage to find this lovely podcast. My name is Ben Gordon. Matt Ryan would usually be introing us, but he's off in search of Lanny Poffo. I don't know what that means, if that's slang or if he really is looking for the genius, but that's another thing. I am joined, however, by the American Brain Trust of Interspecies Wrestling. With me today, we have ISW head honcho Mike Roch.
Hello.
And I have the two brainiacs behind bringing Interspecies Wrestling into the United States. First off, you heard him on this week's edition of the Dubcast, Mr. Ed Wood.
Hi, buddy.
And his business partner, Baldeep. Baldeep, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on? And I don't know if referring to us as the Brain Trust is proper, because I don't know how much brains there's involved in this operation, but hey.
Well, I think the combination of you three brings together one fully functional brain. So,
yeah,
and exactly. Yeah, fair enough.
It's a super
brain. It's like one fully functional brain, two and a half pairs of nuts, and a huge fucking dick.
Hey, you forgot the enormous body, okay?
Yeah, I'm a big, soft fucker, but yeah, anyway.
We're here right now basically because about an hour or so ago, it was announced the sixth member of the main event, the three-on-three tag team Steel Cage Showdown between the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen and Team Uno, Player Uno's team. Do they have a name, or are they going to have a name?
We could call them, like, Uno's Heroes or whatever, you know. Did you know that Giant Tiger's apparently calling this match the Kentucky Gangbang 87?
He told us that's what it was officially called. I thought it was kind of weird.
He's been using that for a couple of weeks now.
Really? I had no idea. I haven't had a name for it. Matt Fortune made the match graphics. He called it Steel Cage Warfare. I guess he doesn't want to infringe on, you know, the WWE's ownership of the other title for this match.
I guess he's trying to reach out to the Ring of Honor crowd, because they've had a couple of Steel Cage Warfare matches, which are absolutely nothing at all like this match.
I officially don't want to call this match that. I am all for the Kentucky Gangbang 87. If it shuts Giant Tiger the fuck up and gets his ass in that ring so I could see my boys beat it, you can call this match anything. I don't care.
I think it's definitely going to be a war of some sort. I don't know if it's going to be a bloodbath, or something along those lines that I, quite frankly, wouldn't want to see anywhere except Interspecies Wrestling. Again, the Steel Cage match pitting the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, consisting of Interspecies Wrestling champion Giant Tiger, Sexy Eddie, and Eddie Kingston, against Player Uno, Twiggy, and their now-announced partner, Hella Wicked. How did this happen? How did this come about?
Well, I know they've been trying to get a third partner, and they were negotiating with him for some time. We had only been aware that maybe they were going to get him. I know that there was some heat between, of course, Hollow Wicked and Eddie, and I think that's what, you know, pushed Hollow Wicked into doing this for us. But for me, when I found out that they signed the deal, it was like, ooh, a piece of candy. I am totally stoked about this signing.
Hell yeah, so am I. You know, as Wood just mentioned, there is a story to history between Eddie Kingston and Hollow Wicked, but there's also a history between Uno and Hollow Wicked, as you obviously know, at our first Connecticut show, they faced off in the main event. Hollow Wicked very close to taking that title away from Uno, which he, of course, lost later in the month to Giant Tiger. But before Giant Tiger cheated to steal it from him, Hollow Wicked almost took it, you know, clean.
Absolutely. And now they formed some sort of respect, I guess. There's been some sort of a respect built after that. It could lead to some title matches in the future if this somehow allows Player Uno to get his rematch against Giant Tiger, which he's been trying to get for months now. But Giant Tiger always manages to be away or be in some sort of other match. Like at the last time that we were in, that ISW was in Connecticut for Slamtasia 3, he had refused to wrestle Player Uno and instead wrestled Steve the Turtle Weiner.
That's right, Steve the Turtle Weiner. He also came close to winning the title there against Giant Tiger, but of course the Kingman, or whatever the fuck you want to call him, made his way out there, joined the league, they beat the shit out of Turtle, and the rest is history.
And this match is going to be a part of history. This is ISW's first ever Steel Cage match, and not only that, it's the first ever Steel Cage match with six guys inside of the cage.
It's going to be amazing, and they're all great, great, great performers. It's going to be an amazing show. If people haven't gotten their tickets, they're flying out the fucking door.
The fucking door.
Fucking cage door. Get your tickets now, especially when Hollow Wicked was announced earlier today. We had a bunch of sales right after that. I think some people were just waiting. to hear who that third partner would be.
The sixth man, and it's not Marlon Wayans.
Man, when you referenced that movie, when we were talking earlier, you referenced that movie, I nearly forgot it existed, and I kind of wish I did. Although, it's probably the best thing I've ever seen Kadeem Hardison do.
Yeah, what else did he do?
Just a different world, that's about it.
We could probably get him for a hot dog and some fries.
Do we need a fluffer? I'm sure he's blowing dudes. Kadeem Hard-On Sucker.
That's the new gimmick.
Wow. So moving along from horrible 90s basketball movies to what's happening on September 4th in Danbury, Connecticut. Are there going to be special rules for this match, or is this just going to be, you know, a free-for-all of men and tigers lathered in whatever GT has? I'm assuming it's chicken grease.
From what I know, like, nobody's spoken about the rules yet. I know I haven't spoken to anybody about the rules yet. I have an idea of how I'd like it to go down. I'll get back to you on this in a week or so after I've spoken to everybody else, and we can, you know, get it all worked out and figure out how the hell we're going to do this thing.
Yeah, I have to imagine that GT and the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen camp not going to be too happy when they find out that Hollow Wicked is the third guy. GT has already made some crazy demands, and I mean, who knows? He might want to make some more after what's going down.
I think he's gotten all out of us about as much as he's going to get out of us, so he better stop with the fucking demands, man. I don't want to make him pancakes. I don't want to, you know, buy him.
I'll make him pancakes the morning after.
Okay. Okay.
For those of you that don't know, it's an open secret. GT and I are in a relationship, much to my chagrin.
It's not very cool because, like, you're my partner, but you're also his partner, and he's not my partner. He hates my guts. But it's all good. As long as, you know, you're sticking it in his ass, make it hurt, fertilize them eggs, and, you know, I don't care. It's all good.
Ooh, a piece of candy.
This is the weirdest and most awkward love triangle I've ever witnessed in my eyes. It's a love-hate triangle, quadrangle. I don't even know how many angles there are to this.
It's not a triangle, man. I got a woman. She's good.
The fact is, GT and I know that business is business, and our personal relationship is our personal relationship. And that's how it's always going to be.
We just talked about the rules of this match, that there are none yet. Have you two discussed this at all, or have you gotten his reaction yet?
We haven't spoken about Hollow Wicked being announced, but he was concerned that it was going to be Hollow Wicked because there, of course, are rumors on, you know, message boards. Not that he reads them. I think that, you know, he understands that, you know, I have to keep my business side with Mike out of it, out of our personal relationship. And he understands that. But I'm sure as soon as I get any feedback from him, I'll be sure to let you know.
And we definitely appreciate that. So yeah, this match is gonna be a big old barn burner of the Kentucky Gangbang 86, 87, whatever year of the 80s that this is, that a Kentucky Gangbang took place. It will be relived and revisited in this six-man tag steel cage showdown. But that's not the only attraction that's coming to Exact Change only on September 4th. ISW is going to have something that they've never had before. They're going to have a live band in place.
Yes, Two-Fisted Law.
Now the name of this band kind of alludes me to think that you, Ed Wood, were in charge of booking them. Is this true?
Actually, I had nothing to do with that. That was actually one of the residents of Danbury, our third partner, Baldip Hack. And I think he should be the one to talk about the band.
As a resident of Danbury, I mean, I'm very in touch with the local music scene, and I will say that Two-Fisted Law is probably one of the greatest acts to come out of Danbury in a long time. Danbury has a rich history in rock and roll, specifically tied to the local college radio station, WXCI, who's starting to help us promote this event a little bit in their own way. But, I mean, XCI has helped a lot of bands from outside of the area get big on the East Coast. Actually, they were one of the first radio stations on the East Coast to play bands like U2, Black Flag, bands like that. And just to have a little piece of Danbury's rich music history, which isn't well known, but it's made its own little mark in the world. It'll be awesome to have it there live on September 4th at the Heirloom, which is one of the greatest rock venues, I'd say, period.
Oh, definitely. If you were at the last show at the Heirloom Arts Theater, you know, it definitely has that distinct underground rock feel. And I guess you're going to have a bit more of a taste of that when we get Two-Fisted Law playing at Exact Change only.
That's the thing, man. ISW and rock and roll, they're kind of a match made in hell. Clearly two products that go well together, and I think that bringing the music to the fans of ISW is only going to fuel that even more.
Now, are Two-Fisted Law going to perform inside the steel cage? I mean, I can understand they probably want to perform on a stage, but maybe you guys can slip them a couple extra bucks and they can perform inside the steel cage once the blood, guts, and cum are all swept away after the main event.
Believe me, I think we'd love to have them inside of the cage just to give it a little bit more of an atmosphere, but the thing is the equipment at the Heirloom is right up on the stage. It's a perfect setup for a band just to get in and out, so I think that's where we're going to leave them.
And I think time constraints would hinder that epically.
It definitely would. Plus, I mean, if anyone knows about the ins and outs of, well, life, it would be you, Ed Wood, so I trust your judgment. And, well, I guess we're gonna bring this to... Actually, before we bring this to a close, I just... Giant Tiger updated his Twitter. He just said, "Don't even know who Hollow Wicked is."
Well, you know what? He will know who Hollow Wicked is.
September.
He definitely will.
Absolutely will. And Wood, maybe next time he's sucking your cock, you can just explain a little bit of Hollow Wicked to him.
You know, I actually know Hollow Wicked from Under the Mask. For those of you that know me, you'll understand after seeing me. You know, Hollow Wicked tried to mug me at the last the first Connecticut show.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he saw me, took off his mask, and gave it to me to put on, and he left me alone. So, ooh. Yeah. It's sad.
Well, on that note, why don't we bring this special episode of the Dubcast to a close. Again, if you want to check out some more information, InterspeciesWrestling.com has all of it.
InterspeciesWrestling.com, fire up your PayPal accounts and get your tickets now while they're hot. Because as Wood said on the last Dubcast, we are going to have limited seating. So if you want first dibs on the seats, you got to get first dibs on the tickets so that you get in the building first. So, you know, get on it, motherfuckers.
But you know what? One thing I do want to push about, like, getting in first, though, it's not just about being able to get a seat. It's also about, with the atmosphere in the Heirloom Arts Theater, being able to get right up next to the ring. If you buy tickets now and you get in there ahead of time, when that steel cage is out, you're going to be right up there next to the steel cage, grabbing on that thing, seeing the action inches in front of you. So get out there and buy your tickets now. Make sure you're there. Either sit your ass down or stand your ass up.
Also, you can check out ISDub on Twitter, Interspecies Wrestling on Facebook. Two-Fisted Law has a MySpace, myspace.com/Two-Fisted Law. And we're going to play a song from Two-Fisted Law on the way out to give you a little taste of what to expect at Exact Change Only. For Mike Roche, for Ed Wood, for Ball Dip Hack, I'm Ben Gordon saying so long, folks, till next week's Dubcast.
Suck it.
Peace, nigga.